Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
It's time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie says things are looking up in the city.
For the first time in 5 years, people feel San Francisco is headed in the right direction.
But the mayor was quick to add that he wasn't doing a victory lap, but just giving a progress report. So, Phil, how's that progress looking?
Well, it is progress, but he's a far cry from a victory. He's absolutely right on that. And I think it was a smart move to set out with a low-key 100 days. You know, it was about 5 years ago, I remember, they were doing polling in San Francisco, and 6 out of 10 people felt that the city was on the wrong track. That is not a good sign. And then Mayor London Breed came in, and it was a rocky road all the way through. You know, she was never a real administrator. She didn't have administrative experience. She took over when the mayor, Ed Lee, had a heart attack. She'd been on the Board of Supervisors, but she just did not have command of City Hall going in. And I think that kind of defined her going forward. Lurie, on the other hand, I mean, you know, he came in with family money. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He spent millions to get elected. He wants to clean up the city and get it back on track. It's a low bar, but a tough job nonetheless, given the times.
Is there a palpable change in the city, you think, since Lurie became mayor?
I wouldn't say there's a palpable change since Lurie's became mayor. There was a change going on before he became mayor, and that's why he wound up winning the election. People wanted some fresh blood. They were tired of the infighting at City Hall, the fighting, never a good plan for the homeless. Somebody was always criticizing it. Police, do we, you know, defund the police or increase the funding of the police? Public safety, you know, years and years of car break-ins just through the roof. And by the way, we're having the lowest rate of car break-ins in 20 years this year. That's in part because of what London Breed did, but Lurie gets to cut the ribbon on that one. You know, it's down 61%. The number of tents that almost became as ubiquitous to San Francisco's image as the Golden Gate Bridge and Coy Tower, well, they only counted like 222 citywide on the last count in April, and that is incredible. I remember going through like 5 blocks of the Tenderloin and seeing that. But I wanted to ask you, you've covered a lot of mayors in your time, including, you know, those in New York and some big places. What do you know? What do they usually try to push after 100 days? What do they try to tell the public?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're trying to put a happy face on how things are going. You know who Lurie reminds me of? He reminds me of a former New York mayor named Mike Bloomberg. Rich guy, businessman, and wants to run the city like a business.
You know, that's really interesting because Daniel Lurie models himself and, you know, looks to Michael Bloomberg as his sort of like gold standard. He wants to be the Michael Bloomberg of San Francisco. They're both wealthy. They both don't owe anybody anything. They're not beholden to anybody. And he's, I don't say Lurie wants to run San Francisco like a business, but he's bringing a business mentality to it. He wants to run it like a successful nonprofit, which, by the way, is what he was running before he became mayor. Tipping Point, a lot of tech money in it, hundreds of millions of dollars that were spent. Some of it, and you sit there and go, well, has any of it worked? We'll see. He's got to take care of the homeless. He's got to keep the place clean, and he's got to get ready for next year's Super Bowl. In other words, he's got to have a whole image of the city clean and ready to go. He's still got to fill the offices downtown. I'm not sure about that. And he's got big problems with budgets, all of them down the state. We're going to be seeing tighter and tighter money. He doesn't have money necessarily to keep the buses running, so he has to go to the voters and ask for a tax. I'd say his first 100 days, pretty good. His next 100 days, that's when the going's going to get tougher.
That's the real test. Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and 5:50 p.m.